Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. California lawmakers resume their session today. At the top of their to-do list, mending California's coronavirus-ravaged economy and fixing a state unemployment agency that is at the center of a titanic fraud case that could exceed $2 billion. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
They already have introduced numerous bills responding to the pandemic, ranging from extending protections for renters to attempting to regain some decision-making authority they had delegated to Governor Gavin Newsom. They pushed back their usual start by 1 week because of the latest coronavirus surge. Among their most urgent priorities, lawmakers are racing to extend eviction protections that would otherwise expire January 31st. Newsom proposed a $227 billion budget Friday that would take effect July 1st, but he's asking lawmakers to act sooner on a number of proposals he says are necessary to help the state recover from the pandemic. That includes giving a one-time stimulus payment of $600 to taxpayers who earn less than $30,000 annually. The effort would cost the state $2.4 billion. Newsom also wants the state to pony up $575 million for grants to small businesses, plus millions more in loans and fee waivers. And he's proposing the state spend $2 billion to help schools pay for testing, ventilation, and personal protective equipment in hopes they'll resume in-person instruction. Legislative leaders have pledged to act quickly, but they have their own ideas on how to address those issues. Lawmakers from both parties are eager to revamp the state's beleaguered Employment Development Department, which at one point had a backlog of 1.6 million initial and continuing claims from workers who lost their jobs to the pandemic. The department has resolved more than 91% of those claims, but the backlog has been growing again as California has imposed new lockdown orders last month to try to stem an unprecedented surge in coronavirus cases that threatens to overwhelm the medical system. The department also has struggled to root out fraud. Meanwhile, Republicans and some Democrats are chafing under strict stay-at-home orders and other measures by Newsom, a Democrat who lawmakers initially granted extraordinary authority to act unilaterally early in the pandemic. They'll consider bills to change that. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
One person was rescued, but another remains missing as of yesterday after they were swept off an area of rocks while fishing on the San Mateo coast. Emergency crews responded around 3:15 yesterday afternoon following a report that a man and woman were swept off the rocks at Pescadero State Beach. CAL FIRE says the man was rescued and transported to a hospital with a hypothermia-related condition. Swimmers and helicopters continued searching for the missing woman at Pescadero Beach, which is 28 miles south of San Mateo on Highway 1. The accident victims were not immediately identified. California Governor Gavin Newsom unveiled his proposal for a record-high state spending plan on Friday. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has the details.
The coronavirus pandemic is as bad as it's ever been in California, but Newsom's $227 billion budget reflects a healthy economic recovery, thanks in large part to wealthier earners. The governor wants to use some of that revenue to help those hit hard by the pandemic. That includes additional grants for small businesses and a new round of stimulus checks to low-income Californians.
To basically make those $600 checks that people are starting to receive from the federal government to get them to be $1,200. We want to get roughly 4 million checks out within 3 weeks of me signing this package.
The budget proposal also includes more than $350 million for vaccine distribution, though Newsom's administration says right now that's just an estimate. The governor says his budget includes a record $85 billion for public schools. That does not include an additional $2 billion Newsom wants lawmakers to approve immediately to reopen schools in February. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
The new state proposed budget is also chock full of ways to help the state prepare for environmental disasters like wildfires, including $1 billion for wildfire prevention. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
It includes everything from funding for forest thinning, prescribed burns, and direct investment for tribes. Some environmental groups think a larger portion of the dollars should go towards making homes more resilient to wildfires. Others wish there were more ideas around divesting in the oil industry. The plan also includes $1.5 billion to help the state meet its 2035 goal of having all new cars and trucks be sold as zero-emission vehicles. The dollars are largely for building charging infrastructure and making electric cars more affordable. The proposed budget includes funds for everything from capturing carbon in soil to new helicopters and planes for fighting fires to earthquake preparedness. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
a huge industrial air conditioning unit crashed onto a downtown Oakland street seconds after it was lifted by a helicopter. Witnesses tell the Mercury News that nobody was hurt when the cable snapped, and the unit, about the size of a truck, fell onto the pavement and sent construction workers running for cover. And this all happened on Saturday. The unit plummeted about 40 feet. The helicopter continued hovering overhead. The street is not far from City Hall, and it was closed to traffic at the time of the accident.